from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, Jersey residents continue to dig out from under a half foot of snow that fell on the region yesterday. Overall, the National Weather Service says the storm underperformed from Chester and Newcastle counties east through southern New Jersey. But the greatest accumulation in the Garden State was northwest of Cape May, where a little more than 8 inches of snow was measured. Path riders will soon have to pay more to get to New York City, as congestion pricing is expected to force many drivers to switch to public transportation.
Starting Sunday, a single trip across the Hudson will go from $2.75 to $3. A 10-trip card will rise from $26 to $28.50, and a 30-day pass will increase from $110.25 to $120.75. This is the first increase on the rail system, which serves millions of riders a year from northeastern New Jersey, in more than 10 years. Meanwhile, the Port Authority says the Path Hoboken station will close for track and station upgrades for about 4 weeks starting January 30th. Kristen Marks, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Police are investigating a home invasion in Caldwell early Sunday morning. They tell ABC 7 Eyewitness News that four masked individuals entered a home on Birkendine Road around 5:30 a.m. looking for the key fob for a high-end vehicle that was parked in the driveway. As one of the individuals pried open a window to climb inside, a resident inside woke up and screamed. That's when the four left. Police say that same group broke into another house in the same neighborhood after the incident. A proposed state law would essentially ban pre-approval. If a doctor says you need a test or drug, your health insurance should cover it.
In effect, insurance companies are now middlemen in the doctor-patient relationship. They're making important decisions about patient care despite never having seen the patient.
Brad Schnoor, a lung cancer patient, says this fix would eliminate much of the anger that's been directed at insurance companies today. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Bundle up. Bone-chilling temps ahead. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrell's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. We're in the deep freeze until Friday. 72 or more hours of temperatures below freezing. This is not quite dangerous cold, but it is close, uncomfortable, and unseasonable. Make sure you're bundling up nice and warm through the rest of the work week. Windy today, too. Those gusts to 30 or 35 miles an hour, adding a big bite to the cold air. Mostly sunny skies, dry weather. Highs in the upper 20s to around 30. The wind chill feels like temperature only in the teens today. Clear with a cold breeze tonight. Lows in the upper teens to around 20. The wind chills may dip into the single digits overnight. We'll do it again tomorrow. Sunshine with a few clouds. Windy and cold. Highs in the upper 20s. Sunny and still windy on Thursday. Highs around 30. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Phillipsburg is 25. Princeton's 26. Cherry Hill is 27. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. And weather brought to you by ACI Medical and Dental School, New Jersey's premier healthcare training in Eatontown. ACI Medical and Dental School offers a short-term program that can jumpstart a long-term career as a medical or dental assistant in less than 4 months. Call 732-440-4110. Again, that's 732-440-4110. Or you can visit aci.edu.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.